Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to look at supernatural order. Why order matters. For us as leaders, we must be examples of order. As God's men and women, we must be examples of order. So looking at supernatural order, a very core ingredient of stability in ministry. You can't have stability without order. You can't have increase, sustainable increase without stability. You can't have stability without order. There must be how things are done. Let me mention this very quickly. Dr. Mensah Otabel, he spoke at the platform of the Covenant Nation. And I heard something remarkable that he said. You know, I said that, I took note of it because I did a paper in a forum about nation building. I do not subscribe to that being done in church. But I watched it. And I heard what is a very remarkable statement. And I passed it across to some people that we believe should know. And I said, he has showed us something important that is missing in Africa. Africa has quite some things that are very, they should be emulated in the West. Our culture of honor, our culture of traditional institutions, you know, are embedded in the very foundation of humanity, no doubt. That's why we still retain family values very strong. We retain values of accountability in the sense of to certain social institutions, very strong. But then the man mentioned something, you know, about growth, economic prosperity and growth. And he said it. Now, the reason why, I mean, he resonated so well because I was also doing a study on that and making a contribution about it. He said, look, the fundamental thing Africa misses, and those of you who live in the Western world, you know what I'm about to say. He said, before you can have stable growth and increase, there must be law and order. And I said to myself, it's true, that look at scripture. In Genesis 1:2, it says the earth was without form and void. Tohu wabohu, which means there's things were out of order. It says there was darkness upon the face of the deep and the Spirit of God moved over the waters. And God said, let there be light. So the first time was chaos and there was light. Then what did he do? He saw the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. Order is the first law to have increased prosperity, to have progress in any society. There must be what we ought to do and what we ought not to do. See, this reason why people felt that Moses' laws were legalism was because they missed the point. They had been rescued from Egypt. Now you are going to God's land. Now, just like what the first thing God told Adam and Eve, this thing you must eat, this one you must not eat. Order. The moment they divided, he sent them out. You can't have increase. You cannot make progress when there is nothing you cannot do and there's nothing you cannot do. There's no limit to what can be done. No, there should be, this cannot be done, this should be done. Order is critical. So when Paul writes to Timothy, he says that thou mayest know, 1 Timothy 3:16, how you ought to behave yourself. There is a how you ought to. And what did he do to him? 1 Timothy 1, 1 Timothy 2. He gave instructions. 1 Timothy 3, 1 Timothy 2. How to pray, what to do about the women. 1 Timothy 3, men and those in authority. Men and women, how women ought to be, how men ought to be. 1 Timothy 3, who wants to become the office of bishop. Those who are deacons. He said, he gave instructions. How you ought to behave. Chapter 4, chapter 5. How you ought to behave. How you ought to behave. Because if there is no law and order, we will squander any kind of progress we have made. any kind of progress. That happens a lot to world churches. They have the insight. They will do rapid evangelism, move of the spirit. But when it's now time to put controls, they will now think it's legalism, and everything will just waste. Law and order, which means put order in your life. It's not just ministry. In your ministry, in your business, in your, put order. I'll come to that in a moment. It means structure your life. There must be structure. Reverend Kola Ogbuso said something, I said it yesterday. He said, we should not just be hungry for souls. We should also be hungry to have a structure that can take the souls, retain them, and increase them. Order. Some of us will go for a lot of, I'll come to that shortly, you go for a lot of evangelism, rich people, but when it now comes to, you know, making your church, your ministry, able to, you know, disciple the same people, keep them growing, you will not lose the steam. Order. Order. To build something is very good. We do that in Nigeria a lot. We'll start something, and we're not able to maintain the standards. So funny. You do a lot of things without putting the necessary order, you will come back, it will be like you did nothing. Thou mayest know how you ought to behave. The church of the living God, the house of God, which is the pillar and the ground for truth. Order is critical. Genesis 1:2 is about order. Order means separation. What should be done? What should not be done? Look at Genesis 1:2, 1:3, 1:4. He separated the light from the darkness. Genesis 2:16 and 17. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden thou shalt not eat of it. You know, people have said, no, the knowledge of good and evil is this one. Don't bother what it is. It doesn't really matter what it is. The thing is, you are said not to eat it. Order. There must be separation. What should be done, what should not be done. What can be done, what must not be done. Are you here? If you are going to raise children, healthy children, not just the kind of children we are raising today. Healthy children. Look at me. You know, what we have is a breakdown. I've told you that thing before. A breakdown of parenting. Where many parents have leased out their children. They are on lease to social media influencers. All these kit makers. So you have that break of parenting. Now look at the disaster. Those who have not been well parented are now having children. So it's a disaster. There has to be do's and don'ts. There has to be, no, you can't do this. Yes, you can do that. Proper parenting. Eli got into trouble because he just left his children to do whatever they wanted. You can't do that. There has to be order. There has to be what should not be done. There's separation. There's instruction in order. Order is a lifeline, life wire of growth, increase. Order will make sure your efforts are not wasted. Order will tailor your efforts properly, orderliness. In your workplace, who takes the calls? Who answers the customers? Who is where? When do you resume at work? When do you close? What are the parameters? Do you have, you know, your own ethics? Those are key elements if you are going to make progress. Are you following what I'm saying here? Order is critical. We must have order. Order starts with our own lives. Order starts with what?
our own lives.
Your life must be a life of order. With your own life. 1 Corinthians 11:34. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 11:34. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. Order. Eat at home. He says that you come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. The word order there in the Greek is the word diatasso. It's a word used in the military barracks. One day like that, you know, I used to drop at near this, mission center. My office was in VI. So I'll walk. So I would normally just walk. I'll just walk into from that, just walk into VI. So this day I just had to experiment another kind of walk. So I walked, I now moved to the other side, where you had the military, the defense house. See, defense house, state house. So as I walked there, I was just, my normal walk, of course, praying in tongues. The guy just said, what are you doing there? I just heard the voice. I just felt, I'm walking. He said, can't you see where you are? For the first time, I just looked at the signboard. I looked at him. He said, I think you're a gentleman, or else I'll have made you do fog jump for the next 1 hour. I thought about it. Fog jump. 1 hour. I will run away. He said, do you know where you are? And I looked at it. It's true. You can't have this kind of just be walking. Wah, wah, nah, 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 nah. I said, you want to go and buy a car at Guguru? I quickly, from that point, do you know from that point, I used to look at that place, even till now. Like secret space. Ah! Set in order. So what do you know about military places? Is order. Can't just go in and be shouting, hey, hey, hey! Here they come here. What's wrong with you? No, they won't say come. A slap will just say, sorry, what's wrong with you? They won't ask you first from a slap, then the question. They've not done anything to you yet. Order. Somebody answers to someone. And you know that all countries in the world have such institutions to maintain order. So the first orderliness is from their own personal culture. Order. When we invited then Major, then later Colonel, now Brigadier Boyuaki Ojo. And the way he came, I'd never seen him before, but we used to relate through the Adeji words we had known, the 2014 Believers Convention. The way he came, and when he came, and everything, I said, Steti, the way he said, I should have a training. There was something orderly about everything he did. It's a training. You know, it was just orderly. So there's something about you to be orderly. Paul says, I will set it in order. Which means, and the word here is a military term. That means I will give instructions, commands. Commands and control. You can't run church without commands and control. But the order must first start with you. I will get to that in a moment. In 1 Corinthians 14:40, knowing that we are charismatic people, he said, let all things be done decently and in order. One after the, that's what it means. One after the other. One after the other. Uses the word taxis. In the Greek, taxis is the opposite of confusion. Taxis is regular arrangement. Tongues plus interpretation. Regular arrangement. The opposite of regular arrangement is confusion. Confusion. Fela has a song. Confusion break the bone. Yes, pa. Double wahala for dead body. And the owner of dead body. Where did he get that song from? Said, for Uju Eleba. For Uju Eleba. I think that place has not changed. What do they come from? Right, pa. What do they come from? He sang that song in the 70s. They put bridge there. Nothing has changed. Confusion, break a bone, yepa. Double wahala for say, yeah, the body gets accident, yepa. Confusion, that is, if the body now gets accident. Confusion, break a bone, yepa. The double wahala for the body and the owner of the body. Fella, a very interesting guy. You know, so there must not be confusion. What comes first? What comes after? Let there be order also in our lives. We come to it as well. Taxes. Orderly arrangement. Whose opposite is confusion? In 1 Corinthians 16 and 1, he now says, now concerning the question of the saints, I've given order. Diatasso. I've given control to all the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. I've given control. Order. How do we give? Just orderliness. Who is doing the speaking? Who talks for us? Who speaks on our behalf? When a question is asked, who answers? Who must we take permission from? In the government college school rules book, they used to give us that book in our form 1 or GSS 1. As you enter, they will give you. But people hardly used to read it. I didn't even study it. Nobody did. So one day myself and Francis Aimaku was my senior. And we had had a tussle. I'd moved, it was my house, field house, room 7. We had our, you know, of course seniors and their, and their brutality. So one day I walked out of the room, I moved to extension. Then they made my life miserable, I came back. So, he had asked for my provision. I went to keep my provision with the house master. Said, what is provision? I said, it's with the house master. When are you going to take it? I said, when my father says I should take it. See, my father has to tell me to take it. He said, and my father said that I must take it only in the house master's house. I created my own rules. So, he kept looking at me. You know, kept looking at me. He said, press man, you mean, they were not there. I didn't put my provision there. I said, I won't give any senior my provision. So, I now went home. During the weekend, I went to the house master, who obviously has been thoroughly bribed. I collected exit from him. He wrote it. This boy will leave school Friday afternoon after lunch. I didn't even wait for the lunch. He will be back Monday morning. He wants to go and attend to his health. He didn't say whether it's spiritual or mental. So I went to collect Christian and my grand aunt. This is his Oshifeso. So when I came back on, it was Sunday. When I came back on Sunday, he said, oh no! Says, so you were not around? I said, yes, I was not. I was so confident. He said, who gave you the permission? I just brought up my exit. He said, very well. He said, where is the head of house exit? Ah! I said, I don't understand. I said, well, you are the old boy's son now. Don't you have the school rules? I said, I had it. I don't know whether I sold it. So, because he went to point, he now showed me. He said, read page. I said, so an exit is only completed. I don't know whether they went to get lawyers to craft. Take from the head of house. He said, so when, and he had gone to ask the head of house, Chiedu Osakwe. That one said, no, I didn't give pressman any exit. So he waited for me. He had asked since Friday. He waited for me on Sunday. So he said, no problem. Now he knew my weak point was football. So he took me to the field, near field house. So he didn't beat me, so that I won't have anything to complain about. And everybody in government college knows that there's a punishment that nobody can argue against. It's cutting grass. Is even today amongst footballers, we still joke about it. You go and cut grass now, we still say it. So if you say they gave me grass, it's so white, they say yes, to clean the environment. My father will not even argue. He say, they gave me grass to cut, and the field was white. He said, and you do it gradually, you achieve it. When I was there, is the beating that you may argue against, but the gossip grass. So he now took me to where we were playing football. He knew my friends would be playing, Uthman, Kendi Akonde, all these guys. No, pass, Shima, pass, ah! So he now put my portion near the field. That guy was a terror. You met him now, that you didn't know who he was. He was appearing like a good guy. I said, do you know the guy you are talking to? That was years later. He now sat down there, asking to be cutting grass. They put a transistor radio. I was now enjoying the game and watching it. And you know the kind of cutting grass said you must not look up. Now my problem was not the cutting of grass. It was the torture of hearing, go! By the next day, and I went to me, no, it was a Monday. I remember it was a Monday. So I cut grass 2 times and I went to meet him. I went to the hospital's house myself, carried all my provision, and I knelt down near the school mosque. I just said, I'm very sorry. I'm a very stupid boy. He said, good boy. I said, I've even added 20 naira on it. One of my friends, Tosin Otolori, he took that one's provision, everything. He said, don't worry, my boy. You won't cut grass again. So Tosin was excited. Very excited guy. So when we came out for labor, you know, I said, boys, go and get your cutlass. Go and cut. So Tosin waited. He said, oh, Tolori, no. I said, you won't cut. Go and get your hoe. Maybe it's a hoe. I just want to get cutlass. As I told you. Pastor Godman, Akilabi. That one went home. Was not born again then, no. He went home on Thursday. Came back on Sunday. I was his best boy. I used to serve him food. He said, no, you can't come here. Where is my food? Which one, sir? I brought the one for Sunday. He said, no. Are you mad? Didn't I pay from Thursday? He said, where is my, that is, yam and egg. Thursday morning. Afternoon, amala. Evening, moi moi. And call the Friday morning ogi. I remember ogi anakara. Friday afternoon amala. Friday evening rice and beans. Saturday morning fresh beans and garri. Saturday afternoon eba. Saturday evening is asaro. Sunday morning bread and egg. Sunday afternoon jollof rice. He now gave me the evening. He said, go and bring all those meals. Now this was after I gave him 12 strokes of the cane. One day I reminded him. We were talking. He said, ah. You, it is a pass away. I said, it didn't pass away. I had to go to town to get him fresh bread. I had bought geisha sardine. He said, he wants to be eating this every night. And I gave him. He's not a pastor. So I was like, how did I get here? I was talking about what? Order. Okay. Decently and in order. So I didn't know I ought to have taken permission from the person immediately above me. I went to the housemaster. And this is the housemaster who say, you two go and read the school rules. No problem. I just took my provision and dumped it there. So from that point, we now started to hide our provision inside the rock. So on the last day of school, we now go and bring it from the rock. Very funny. We now eat everything at once. You now start having constipation. Inside the rock, we go and keep it inside the rock. So that, but I don't have permission. I don't have permission. I don't have. You know, by Thursday of the end of term, people have gone home. Normal now. Who went to body house here? People have gone home here. So we now sit down and start eating like kings. Yeah, we've worded up all the seniors. Until one of them caught us. We just begged him, gave him, I think we gave him one can of milk and he said, okay. You boys are wise, you're smart boys, yeah. You know, so not knowing who I should talk to first, why they made those rules? So that the person inside the room or the boarding house himself will have that kind of control to maintain, you know, whatever they wanted him to do within the same place. So you must know what is before you. Order. So taxes here, used by Paul, means control. The second word, diatasso, means to have command. No, taxes is, arrangement, one before the other. That also is control and command. Look at Colossians 2 and verse 5. Colossians 2 and verse 5. A key element of order, I'll show you in a moment. Colossians 2, 5. Paul says to the church in Colossae, though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding what? Your order and steadfastness. The Greek there is solid front, a unified front, solid front, order, diatasso. Now this one is taxis, order, one thing before the other. He said it produces steadfastness. Steadfastness is reliability, consistency. You cannot birth consistency where there is no order. I believe that what you call disease, doctors, is when there is disorder in the body. Something that ought to be functioning is either not doing it or doing the role of another one. Or things are clashing. So naturally you have a breakdown. Order must come into our individual lives. You cannot be someone, a Christian leader, following trends. No, sir. No, man. You have to have order. Taxis. The Greek word there. Proper arrangement. In Titus 1 and verse 5. Titus 1 and verse 5. Titus 1, 5. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou shalt set in order. Look at it. The things that are wanting. Look at that again. Set it in order. A Christian leader's role is to set things in what? Order. First and foremost, your cell group, your fellowship, your church. What is the order of things? Who is in charge? What is going to be done? When? How? Get it in the moment. Set it in order. The Greek here is a bit different, but it implies the same thing. A military orderly arrangement. The word epidoto, to arrange things properly. Paul is using the Genesis themes here. Put things in order. So which means that any area of my life where there is no proper order, this is what that is for, I must go and set it right. Order. Order in the home, order in the family, order at work, order in my body, order in my mind, order in my thoughts, order in my day. Supernatural order, therefore, means me, by the help of the Word of God and the Spirit, having control, structured control. My life must be structured. Say, my life must be structured. It must be structured. How do you run a society? There must be a leader. I did a paper earlier in the year about the wrong use of patriarchy and the wrong use of, what was the second phrase I talked about? Slavery. And I said no. In the ancient world, of course this was by my own research too, and scholars helped me see it. The ancient world, the way they saw slaves were actually those who were either born slaves, I mean they had to pay money by services, or those who worked for others. And I said the reason for those things was order. Everybody cannot be the same. It's not like that in nature. Everybody is not a male. Everybody is not a husband. Everybody is not an adult. There's a proper order, one before the other. Something must be in charge. One of the things that President Olusegun Ikeja fought with Obafemi Awolowo was the fact they had this, Awolowo had this egalitarian thinking about society, almost socialist in thinking. Everybody must have equal opportunities, etc., etc. And he wondered, so Olusegun Ikeja said, no, that even from nature, that some things are different from others. That if you are going to have the proper progress, some things must be in charge. Somebody must be in charge. Some must be in control of the wealth and distribute it, whilst we may have to put control over what they do so that they don't use it for personal benefit. There must be that proper division in society. Quite an analytical difference they had. But I saw through it that it is same in the house of God. Look at our physical bodies. Different. Having different functions. Some will have more honor than the other. Some will look feeble. Some, and they are all playing different parts. If in every society, we need people to be in charge. We need to have somebody who runs something. You know, imagine getting to a country, say, who is the president? Nobody. Who is in charge of the military? Nobody. Is there a military? There's no military. We are all military. Ah. Who is the president? We are all president. Ah. Who is this one? We are all this one. You know, you couldn't leave that country. Because there's going to be trouble. Who? Where? What? Very critical in having prosperity and increase in any place. Yorubas have a saying, the moment we don't accept someone that is in charge, that is where there's chaos in the world. We can't accept one person. Somebody must. That's why even in our class, you know, one of the things that when we get to school, whether it's in university or primary school or secondary school, one of the first things they do is, who is the class captain? It's simple. Assistant class captain. And for those of you who attended all those kind of schools, class monitor. Janitor, water prefect. The guy who go and fetch water. But there will be somebody has to be in charge. When they mark the script, somebody has to bring it and, you know, give everybody the script and keep his own. Somebody will do something. But, you know, it's just the way regular things are done. The cars have control. Order. This was come before. You look at your dashboard. You see something has gone wrong. You park the car. Find out what has gone wrong. Something is not functioning. Find out why. That's how it is. You must bring order into your life. If you as an individual, you have goals you want to achieve. You have goals, heavy, you know, mighty goals career-wise. Dreams. Big dreams for your business. Big dreams. Somebody was telling me one day, there was this guy, he did this, what do you call it? There's this idea he had. I know him personally. So the very beautiful idea. But he just went, want to share with somebody. They say, someone say, you need to, before you present this kind of thing, you need a company, register. They say, I don't have, so you just got somebody, you know, around, the person just using his company and all that. They just told him that they said the idea is not fine. He just saw the idea on TV. I said, the day they were distributing stupidity, did you accept it? How did you go? He said, I really felt bad because the guy is a fellow Christian. So? He's not a fellow stupid Christian. What did it take you to just have a company? First things first. First things first. I remember, you know, myself and Brother Dan, let me talk about you. We are doing something together because we work in the company. So he was not saying, this is what I said, he was talking about us doing business with a particular Nigerian billionaire. I said, he will chase you. I know these people very well. He said, no, sir, what would we lose? What would you lose? He was talking grammar. We were all in the meeting. I said, you know, there are some things your eyes have seen. You don't even have enough grammar to articulate. Experience is more than grammar. Something I have seen before. I said, they will chase you. He said, but Pastor, I'm just thinking if we do this one. He came by himself and said, I said, you think they are where they are because they walk in love? I saw somebody that said, it is war, sir. All is fear. You don't get in the bus and you say, you gave me blood now. Take it easy. That area used to pay me when I was small. When I was small, my grandfather used to, all is fear in war. You're in the business world. Better open your eyes. Even Solomon said there's wisdom at home, wisdom on the street. How did Jesus escape people who came to kill him? That's wisdom on the streets. Order. First things first. First things first. Put your life in order. You can be full of ideas, full of potentials, work from morning to night, and you don't see anything because you haven't put the right things in place. Imagine building a house. And you put all the, you know, electrical fittings. Hey, and there's no control. Anywhere. They are all there. There's no control. You will live in darkness. Not because you have not put light there, but there is no order. Order. When do you put it on? When do you put it off? Like one guy that bought us one equipment. No on, no off. She knows the story. We didn't open the amplifier. We just want that. Put it on. Oh! Ah! The guy said, no, this is the latest one. God, we didn't question it. Oh, so I went to bring somebody from Lattare, and the guy is the expert there. We just came. Okay, brother, this brother. So one day, the consultant just came. Call him Oscar. They all came and said, ah, Pastor, where is the amplifier? He saw it. He said, ah! This is the thing they use for a party. I didn't understand what he was saying. He just, for the first time, somebody just bought out a screwdriver and just removed the, and I've never seen that kind of mystery in my life. Nothing was in the middle. Just wires. Oh! In the house of God. Huh. Your name is Yahweh. Control. So your life has to have order. Order. You can't just be flowing. People are saying, how's somebody say, how can you say, these are bad, getting bad in Nigeria, these are not working. I say, who's telling you that? From when I was young, I've been hearing those songs. You know? And the people that were singing those songs were making money. People were saying, Nigeria go survive. They were building the house. And they were saying us, structural adjustment program, and they will be lamenting, but we'll be buying their songs. And they will be building house and saying things are bad. With their songs that they are singing that we are accepting. The people that are doing skits, Nigeria is bad. They need you to be watching it. They are not making money. I say, this country is man. What do you think this country is about, man? You say, wow, like it. And you're just getting your own like and making money. Order. Have sense. Is that clear? Have sense. Nobody who laments makes progress. People who make progress provide solution. Did you hear what I just said? Provide solution. So, a supernatural order, we get it by the word and by the spirit, it promotes three critical things. Order promotes regularity. Or order has regularity. Luke 4:16. It says, Jesus entered into the temple or synagogue as his custom was. Which means that he had a regular custom. The church, how did the church grow in the book of Acts? Daily. Acts 2:47. Acts 5:42. There's a regularity when you see order. Regularity. 4 p.m. Tuesdays. 6 p.m. Thursdays. Not as we are led. Or today, 2 p.m. Next week, 3 p.m. You are already showing signs that you are not going to make progress. There must be regularity. In your work, in your business, let there be regularity. If you want to study the word of God, let there be regularity. 5 hours every week. 6 hours every week. You must have regularity. Order has regularity. 10 times a month. 2 months a year. That's order. Not as occasion permits. No one grows as occasion permits. Like I said earlier today, if you are going to pay attention, I said if you are going to make progress, you must be what? Intentional. Can you remember that? You must be intentional. I sat my mind, met him together. I said, look, this is where I am going. Someone came to me and said, can we just be doing this by the side? I said, I'm not doing anything by the side. She said, I'm just thinking. And before, I said, no, I won't. I'm not ready. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm going. Do you know what I'm saying? As I dictated my vision, people aligned with it. Regularity. Be regular. Look at people who jump from churches. You won't find them making any impact in the body of Christ. Jump from one pastor to another. You won't see it. He said a rolling stone gathers no moss. Regularity. Every day. Every week. First day of every week. Very consistent. Regularity is the first thing. Second thing about order is dependability. It is dependable. Dependable. Look at some of us that live in maybe Europe or America. You are able to predict when the train will come. You can plan, am I correct? You can plan your day. Not that you get to one BRT station. They say the conductor and the boss are fighting. That they are fighting. That today they just say, In fact, in some instances, if they say it's 4:05, and you say 4, you just go, because by 4:05, the door goes up, boom, just move, woo. You have to wait for another 30 minutes. Dependability. You can plan. You can, look, one of the reasons why some of the countries, some of the states, some of the countries in Africa don't get much investment is because of the nature of traffic. The disorder. You can't predict business that way. If you want to have a meeting, you will think that you are going to the ends of the earth. Because the kind of traffic, you won't know what will happen per time. You know? In fact, some of these Google, they are so confused. They are wondering, just 5 minutes ago, this place was clear. One day like that, we're coming from Ibadan to Lagos. The Google told us 2 hours. The other hour said 4 hours. Then said 5 hours. Then stopped counting. He lost Google. That damn cell just lost patience. There must be dependability. When you put structure and order, we can depend on it. We can put our life in it. There's dependability. Dependability. You say 2:00 is your service. 2:30, the leader is still on the road. Saying, bro Erica, bro, be praying for me. Be praying. Bro, Wale, be praying for me. Bro, Tunde, be praying, eh? Be praying. I'll join you later. How do you think that kind of fellowship can grow? Bro, Wale, you just say, me too, I'm not around, sir. We are both not around. No dependability. Order. So you put your own life in order. Put your life in order. There's certainty. 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 You are certain that when I come to church, it's Bro Abraham that will lead the prayer. It's Bro Sarobo that would finish. You are, it's not that somebody just comes from nowhere. I said, I saw this guy on the road toasting again now. He's the one leading worship. He said, come on over, put your hands together, Jesus Christ here, man. He said, just put Christ Disco Church. Certainty. There's certainty. We can define you. Who are you? We can define you. Light separate from darkness. We need to structure our lives and structure it well. So I'm going to talk about 3 areas where I want you to first of all do it for your own life. For what? See, As a leader, everything about you matters. Not just your pulpit. Your work matters. Your resourcefulness matters. Your academics matters. Your family life matters. The way you behave in society, everything about you matters. Don't forget, we said, you are a representative. So don't just leave this place and be thinking about your members. Think about you first. The first thing you have to structure, and I'm talking to you as your pastor now, and because I know you, put order in your time, your use of time. You see how many times I look at my wristwatch because I'm not foolish enough to think time is in my control. I time, you have to time it. Because time is meant to have seasons. You can't have time for everything. You can't have time all the time. Bible says we must redeem the time because the days are evil. The way to redeem means to use it wisely, like you are buying and selling. Ephesians 5:16 and 17. I say, like you are buying and selling. Treat time like a resource, something you must save. I'll share some of that in the last session tonight, but I'll say it quickly. Notice in the miracle of the five loaves and two fish, the two miracles, Jesus told them to gather the crumbs. Nothing must waste. Did you hear that? Nothing must waste. And you know, they gave accounts of everything. This is a miracle, though. People were full. They were full, but they gave accounts. Learn to give account often. See, if you waste time, you waste life. Life and time are tied together. Don't waste time. You don't have the time. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. Time is a resource. It can become a liability when you waste it. Use your time wisely. Don't think you have the luxury. A very dear young man that I mentored as a young boy, knew him very was young. One of the days I was trying to correct him. I said, look, young man, you can't do this and do that. He just shouted back and walked away. No. He said it, but then he now wrote to me a thinker. He said, I am just 18. I have time to do what I want to do. When I saw him years after, I am sure I saw him almost 20 years, actually 20 years after, 2021 will be 23 years after. So I said, are you still 18? He looked down. He said, no. I said, the counsel I gave you then, do you still need it? He said, that's why I came. But the time has gone. The last one I was going to talk about. Someone said, sir, I was trying to see you. I said, unfortunately, there was a time you had that access. If you wanted to see me 5 times a day, you could. But that time has passed. If you had used it well, you will not be looking for time to see me. I'm not God, you can always see God. You have not used it well. That's the third thing I'm going to talk about. Use time well. A new year is coming. Some guys now who spend the holiday whining and dining. Like Fela, what's it now? Like what I just said. You drank palm wine, you forgot you are poor. By January, house rent, school fees. You are jumping from Burna Boy show. Burna Boy has not jumped to anybody's show. He's at work. You are moving from Ashake, spending the little bonus they gave you at work. The man who, anybody who increases your salary increases your work. I'm an employer. We don't dash money. If I increase your salary, I'm expecting productivity, sir. Is that it? That's it. You are spent. Say, no, I need to buy turkey, chicken. You go and kill ram. By January, ram will call you, you answer. You are being stupid. You are being stupid. Someone say, what are you doing in the holidays? I'm working. Me that I'm looking for money like souls. I'm looking for money. Say, hey, relax. Relax. It's like one of my classmates. The wife was saying, you know, complain, you know, spend time together. She said, come on. He said, look at where we stay. Do you know the house rent? He said, the car you are driving, you know the value very well. The school fees, you know everything. He said, if I keep looking at your face, night and day, you are the one that will curse my father. He said, so what we're going to do? We'll pick our day of bonding, Tuesdays. I will come to your work, pick you, and we will spend the whole day. Any question you want to ask about my future, my past, my destiny, I will answer you. That's how to manage time. One guy said that, you know, you must marry a man who gives you his attention all the time. Even God doesn't do that. You want to marry a jobless man who is always there. Husband Shama. Hunger will kill your family. Everybody must have something they are doing. So when we come back to home at night, we compare notes. Are you here? Time. Use time well. You don't have... Just look at you personally. There are things you would have done 20 years ago. You can't do a day. Use your time well. Time is a resource, but can become a liability when you use it wrongly. Number two. Use resources well. Don't waste resources. You know how our parents used to deal with us? I don't know about my own, anyway, my generation. My mom would twist your ear and twist your hair. And she would twist your ear that nothing must waste. And you will learn it. My mom, if you waste food, particularly anyone, and you poison the dustbin, she will pack it back for you and you eat it. Back for you. She even has extra stew. Eat the thing. That woman, oh God. But you learnt. So my cousin started finishing, you start saying made in China. Use resources well. Use it well. So that you can have more. And finally, use relationships well. Don't abuse access. I was talking about that earlier. I said, when you had the access, what did you use with it? Your pastor gives you his number. You start to send broadcast messages. He will block you now. And that's God blocking you. Oniran. You are not a serious person. You start to call at odd hours. Someone say, I notice I've been calling you. And he said, is it that your door is always busy? I said, I kept it busy for you. I blocked you, man. Say, why? I said, because you were disturbing me. I'm so sorry, sir. I said, I realize that. Say, so when can I call you now? I said, well, let's talk in 2 months. You have wasted it. Access can be denied when it is wrongly used. Don't just call people anyhow. Use the access well. Use relationships well. Use it well. In your life, in your ministry, use it well. Don't be a fool who discovers value after a loss. It can be painful. Use access well. I've taught you the concept of honor, right? How you must maintain the way you met such persons. Maintain it. Maintain it. Use resources well. Let your life be structured. Structure it. Structure your prayer life. How many times do you want to pray a day? Determine it now. Don't leave this place without structuring. Do you hear what I'm saying? And don't just write something like, we'll now see the note here on Monday. You really are, I mean, that's useless. You are, the same note you wrote, what's corrected about? What's the structure? What's the direction? We now see the note in the toilet. That is a symbol of your life. Such things you guard it jealously. Structure your life. Let your life have structure. How many hours you want to use on social media? How many, what are you going to do on social media? You must know what. Or else you just stay there. You just scroll. 6 hours will be gone. How many hours? When you're talking to people, how many hours are you going to spend? Structure your life. You are a man on a mission. You are a woman on a mission. You cannot be following the wind. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14. It says, no longer children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You are just tossed to and fro. No stability, no purpose, no certainty. No! I'm like one fellow like that. He will jump from meeting to meeting, buy materials, and he never read most of them. You read small here, small here, small. At the end of the day, there was no depth anywhere. Can't you have certainty? This is my pastor. This is the person that's teaching me. And just be focused there. As you enter a new year, years are not for God, they are for us. Structure your life. How do you want to plan your life? You're in the business world. How do you want to structure your life? You want to, if you're a leader here, expect you, because of what you do alone, Paul says, I've labored. You know why? Because he's a leader. You can't be a leader and not be resourceful. Be industrious. Make more money. Expand yourself. I did a teaching like that in church. Go and listen to it. God wants you to make more money because of what you're doing. Expand your reach. Talk in millions. Talk in billions. That's not covetousness. It's because there's something called billions. Plan that way. How much do you earn? You are buying iPhone. Somebody says, can I give you iPhone? You said yes. Something's wrong with you. You collect 80K per month. Your phone now becomes the Ark of Noah. You tell the person, okay, bring it and go and sell it. Go and sell it. See, I like you. You're just impressionable. I walked into the office of the richest man in Africa. And his phone was all this, what do you call this phone? Just regular phone. Just regular phone. Richest man in Africa. And I'm sure his clerk will be using Galaxy 1 million. And all the emails there will not be up to 1 million naira worth. You must have a structured life. Structure your habits, right? Structure your what you want, what you don't want. Don't just be eating like a fool. Know when you are eating, when you are not eating. Don't just structure your life. Your life should be structured. As time is coming upon time, there are greater demands on you. When people talk about, I don't know how to manage my time. No, it is lack of structure. You have enough time. And listen, because you are a leader, you can't fail in any area. You have to succeed. You can't fail. I sat on down, said, Pastor, just saying, I can't imagine, you know, the home front, this one front, that one front. I said, what do you want me to say? He said, I'm just saying, I said, there's no wisdom to it. He said, sir, what do you say? There's no wisdom to it. Just make sure you don't fail in any. Say, sir, what are you saying? I said, consecration. I said, if you are serious about your life, you will know by now there are things you are going to have to drop along the way. There are people, there are friends you won't be talking to again because there's no contribution. Someone said, I reason you don't call me again. I said, because you don't come to mind. When I'm thinking about the day, I don't think about you because there's nothing you are really contributing for me to call you. So you have to, it's not pride. It's just because your life is structured. Some of you like taking gist, hearing stories, unnecessary things. Don't you know your mind works with information? You now overload it. Imagine you get to a computer, and then all the things, the information, they said the hard disk is full or something like that, and you are looking at what makes it full. You now see Tom and Jerry. You now say, are you a serious person? A work computer, Tom and Jerry. Are you serious at all? I don't know, we'll be deleting files of maybe proposals you have made. Sorry, you know, because I like that cartoon, so I get to start. Usually you are not serious. Delete stupid things from your mind. You can't be a gossip except you're a journalist and make progress in life. You are not making progress. What's your business with this? What is my business with this? You are at your office rather than, you know, talking about innovations and being what they call entrepreneur. How do I use, you know, within the structure of the office, how do I use ideas, generate income and all that? You are hearing, so that's the guy that's the person MD is going out with. I heard that, that girl, Janet, you know, they said that her father used to be, sorry, did they employ you for that? So your business. Focus. Use time well. Resources. Relationships. Live a structured life. As a leader, lead a structured life. Structure your ministry. Before you leave this place, I close here. Before you leave this place, structure your ministry. I'm going to share some things with you later tonight. It can only work when you are well structured. Well structured. Vision has information. Information with a particular direction and achievable goals within achievable time. You go to school. You don't have all years to graduate. You know that? You don't. You can't determine the length of a semester. They'll determine it. You don't have all day to do anything. Look at some football teams. They play, then 2 minutes to the end, they don't have to run like the game just started. And they are 4 goals behind. You can't walk. The time you ought to run, you did not run. You must structure your life. Structure it now. Structure it. It's not too late to put things in order. Structure your life. As a young person, you have time to get more certifications, more qualifications. You see people older than you, ahead of you, getting qualifications. It doesn't have to be a master's or but more information, more access. You are sitting back. More. Improving the quality of your life. Structuring your life to make progress. There are people who are studying today, they are in their 60s. People who are doing their first degree in their 50s. People who are doing their PhD today in their 70s. Priorities. Put your life in order. Structure it. Structured life. Starts with the morning. How do you wake up? When do you wake up? What do you do when you wake up? When you go to bed, what are the things you must have done? You should have done. Put your life in order. Don't jump on. You are a leader in church. Don't be on social media jumping everywhere. I told someone, I said, look at this area now. You went on this page. Look at what you are doing here. Imagine if all the members of your church are doing this. How do you think your church will look like? Say, I'm sorry, sir. Don't be sorry. Apology changes nothing. You change. Be structured. Be structured. Let there be regularity about your life. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are holidays. Relax, no doubt. Have time for leisure. But don't forget, nothing has changed. Nothing. If you did not have souls in church, they would not appear overnight. If there's no money in your account, it will appear overnight. If you didn't have any skills before the holiday, it will appear overnight. At all. You must decide to control time. In the coming days, and I'm speaking to you as leaders, this is my instruction to you. The word of the Lord to you as a leader in this assembly. Follow supernatural order. Order in church. Who is your leader? Who are you responsible to? Who do you report to? Like I told you in the earlier session, don't make assumptions. It's better to err on the side of what? Caution. Ask questions. No matter how many times, ask for permission. Some of us have become very disorderly. You have a sister you like or a brother that likes you. You go to the brother, you ask them out before you tell your leader. It's a life of chaos. Nobody is going to matchmake you with anybody. But you have a responsibility to give the information before you take action. You don't just start embarking on a plan. We've committed people to your trust. You're a pastor, you're a leader. Then you're making plans maybe to leave the city and go elsewhere. You don't make the plans and conclude before you inform. That's a chaotic life. You carry along those who are over you in the Lord. Don't give them conclusions. Say, sir, I've seen opportunities. Don't say God told me. Don't say that to your pastor. Say, I'm seeing opportunities. I'm just sensing maybe something I should look at and all that. Please, can you pray with me and just whatever is on your heart? That is how someone whose life is orderly is like. I know our leaders and our pastors. They love you. They can't hinder your dreams and your ambitions. Never. But they will ensure that in doing all of that, you remain godly and follow God's plan for your life. Give the right information. Give the right accountability. Orderliness. 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 Because of who you are now. To whom much is given. Much is required of. I'll close by just saying this. The trust we invest in you. We don't send people. Except we have very, should I say, serious cases. Which often doesn't happen. We don't send anybody to go and watch you. We don't ask your members what you are doing. We don't do things like that. You know why? Because we have invested trust in you. Now you repay it back. In trust, loyalty, accountability, and order. Are you following what I'm saying here? It will become a betrayal of it if we invested so much trust. Believing you will lead people. For almost all the leaders here, except maybe the cell leaders at this point, we ask you, what do you want to teach? What do you think your people need to hear? Then you say, this is what you want. Okay, go and bring your notes. We'll look at it for you and show, okay, this is what the, and go ahead. And we don't put a recorder to ensure you follow the notes. How do we know you're following the notes? We know you are. Trust. Confidence. We'll commit people to your trust. We'll give you people to work with you. Without asking them, some churches, what they do, they make them CIA in your fellowship. They'll be giving them report. All your pastors are here. I have never done it before. That's why nobody comes to talk about any pastor to me. Even the cell leader. Nobody will do it. We don't say, go and check what Bamdele is doing there. We don't do it. Do we get information? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But we don't. It's not done. Trust. Confidence. Now you repay it. Be accountable. I told the brother, if you can do this, we don't investigate what you have. You went ahead, asked his sister to marry you. You didn't inform us. I said, how do you now want me to trust you that you are doing what I asked you to do? You are betraying it. This is a simple thing. And I say it oftentimes, don't make simple things look complicated. It's just simple. This is what I intend to do. That is all. Nobody will say, I wanted this sister to marry. Nobody's going to ever say that. You now complicate it. Now, the sister now says yes. You now make it difficult for us because we have to maintain order. I say, sister, go back and say no. You have complicated things for us. You will not look like we are wicked people, but you are the source of wickedness. Don't do that. Just do things right. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do it appropriately. You want to start a business venture with somebody in church? Tell us. We're not going to ask you how much is involved. And most of the time, when things now go bad, we're not the one teaching you walking in love. Just tell us. I'm thinking of embarking on this with this brother. Fine. Have you checked out? No problem. Go ahead. It's fine. Who are you accountable to? Do it without stress. Somebody who works towards our common cause will submit without stress. Will be accountable without stress. There's no stress in being accountable. It only preserves you and those under your care. Did you hear what I've said? Let us pray. Pray. What have you heard this evening? Pray. Commit to a life of structured control in ministry, at home, in your business, in your career, in your everyday life. Structured control. Structured control. Structured.